From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The youngest detainee at the Guantanamo Bay prison has pleaded guilty to terrorism charges. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the plea agreement will bring a controversial military proceeding to a close.
Omar Khadr was just 15 years old when he was arrested in Afghanistan for killing a U.S. medic. When his military trial started at the Guantanamo Bay prison earlier this year, the U.N. and other human rights groups cried foul. As a child soldier, they said, he shouldn't be tried for war crimes or by a military tribunal. His plea agreement moots that argument. The details of what he pleaded guilty to won't be released until later this week, after a sentencing hearing. But sources tell NPR that he will serve another year at Guantanamo and then can apply for repatriation to Canada and serve the rest of any sentence there. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
In Haiti, health officials say a deadly cholera outbreak is beginning to stabilize, with the number of new reported outbreaks declining somewhat. According to the head of the Pan American Health Organization, more than 250 people have died in the outbreak so far, but the number of new deaths and infections does appear to be declining. The waterborne bacterial disease leads to acute diarrhea that causes dehydration and death, sometimes in a matter of hours. Aid groups have been working to keep cholera from reaching the quake-damaged capital of Port-au-Prince. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke says banking regulators are concerned about reports of irregularities in the foreclosure process. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on his remarks at a symposium on the future of housing finance.
Bernanke said federal banking agencies are working together to review the foreclosure practices at the nation's largest mortgage servicing operations.
We are looking intensively at the firm's policies, procedures, and internal controls related to foreclosures and seeking to determine whether systematic weaknesses are leading to improper foreclosures.
In recent weeks, several large servicers, including GMAC, Bank of America, and JP Morgan Chase, announced they would temporarily suspend foreclosures while they investigated paperwork problems. Some bank employees admitted signing legal documents without verifying their accuracy.
We take violations of proper procedures very seriously.
Bernanke said he expects preliminary results from the review to be ready next month. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.
U.S. automaker Ford says it will invest $850 million over the next 3 years at its plant in Sterling, Michigan that builds six-speed transmissions, as well as at half a dozen other facilities. The automaker says the Michigan Economic Growth Authority will still need to consider the issue of tax incentives. Ford says it expects the investment will generate about 1,200 full-time jobs, 900 would be hourly positions, the other 300 would be salary jobs. Stocks put an optimistic spin on some of the economic news out today. All three of the major stock market indexes were higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 31 points to start the week at 11,164. The NASDAQ was up 11 points. This is NPR. What is expected to be the largest ever solar project in California? According to sources, the administration is set to approve a 1,000-megawatt solar project on federal land in Southern California that could ultimately produce enough electricity to power 300,000 homes. According to an official speaking on condition of anonymity, the proposed $6 billion project has already been given the green light by the Interior Department. It would be located some 225 miles east of Los Angeles and developed by Solar Millennium, a German company. Nearly 10,000 pages of documents have been released by the Catholic Diocese of San Diego. The documents were ordered to be made public by a court. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, they show a pattern of covering up abusive priests.
The records are from personnel files of 48 priests who were either convicted or credibly accused of abusing children. They were released Sunday as part of a lawsuit that the church settled in 2007. Documents show the diocese knew about abusive priests decades before any allegation came forward and moved the priests around the diocese or transferred them out of the country. At least one of the priests, Gustavo Benson, is still in ministry in Mexico. The records identify another priest, Luis Eugene de Francisco, who has never been publicly accused. They show that de Francisco was arrested in 1963, and the diocese arranged for the police to drop the charges if he left the country. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Circulation at the nation's major newspapers is down 5% for the 6 months ending in September. Of the 25 largest papers, just two, the Wall Street Journal and the Dallas Morning News, reported gains in weekday circulation. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.